Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today, Nick introduces me to a concept of an art closet. It's a cool idea that I love so much for its spirit of generosity and the ways that it will lead to more art and creativity in the world. Listen as my buddy shares his big plans to make a genuine contribution into the world of art. I hope it inspires you as much as it inspired me. Enjoy.
Have you heard of an art closet before?
You know something? I hadn't. I heard you mention it earlier today, just talking about having art supplies. Is it like a food closet?
Yeah, essentially the same thing. And the idea is that people, for whatever reason, start a project, maybe think they're going to get into calligraphy, get a bunch of the stuff, and then never use it again. Or, you know, the paints that they have are not the paints that they use now.
Is this a pitch to me? Because I have a house full of stuff that belongs in an art closet.
I feel like it's a great idea. I kind of wish I had thought of it. But,
me too. What's the origin of that?
Yeah, so there's a person named Jess who runs Bazaar Botanica, which is a market they do over at Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company.
This is local
once a month.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Jess started up she basically has a storage unit where she tries to do this out of. And right now, because it's a storage unit, she can only kind of do it by appointment. And so she's been looking for a permanent space to do this for a while. And we had talked about it internally at Joybird, and I had a big concern, which is, who's going to manage this?
Yeah.
Who's going to manage this? Who's going to make sure people aren't just dropping off junk? And, you know, to an extent, who's going to make sure that somebody's not walking out of here just with 12 bags of, you know, stuff?
Yeah.
Like they're using it. And so some of it I had to let go of. Like, you know, when it comes to new projects, I have to have some level of control over it, or I have to have some answers to these things.
Yeah, but you also have to have some level of let go too, right? Or
it doesn't get done. Some level of trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That people aren't going to just take everything and what are they going to do with it? Like, if you really
they're going to create
don't,
art. If, like, yeah, what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
Yeah,
somebody's going to create
exactly.
something with it for free.
It's not like you can go out and sell half done things of paint, I don't think.
And you know what I do in those cases, though? I bump up the recognition that it's an honor system.
Yeah.
I put a little sign out there that
says,
we're gonna
have
you know, by your good graces, we're going to get these to the people who need the most, right?
Exactly.
So we're
going to have
that.
A little drop-off area. It's going to be a small bin so that people know not to just bring everything you think might be art, because that's, I don't want that. I don't want all the metal, the scrap metal that you have out back of your house that you think might be art. That's not it at all. So I think it's a level of trust in people. It also forces us to keep our back room a little more organized, because now people are going to be walking because the closet's back there. Mm. So I'm like, okay, great. This is like inviting people to your house. You have to clean.
Right. It is. But it's beautiful is the thing. It's beautiful because it puts art up there with the essentials, right? It says, look, there are people who need to create, who don't have the tools it takes to create. And if we can empower those folks just by giving them the tools, we're in fact the patrons of that art, right? Even if you're just a broker of it, where you're taking it from one person to another, this is like the concept of a gift for teaching, right? Which is taking school supplies or business supplies that can be school supplies from
I've
local
got
businesses.
It's sitting here.
Right? And it's not doing anything, and let's put it to some good use. See, this is two beautiful ideas that you're talking about through your Joybird books, which is becoming more and more of something that I appreciate, which is because you're trying to do good through it, right? You're trying to make good for the world and for the people around you, and I feel like that, feeding the creative soul, like I want to do something with that. I want to, you know, that's that. Maybe that's where I draw my mural, inside the art closet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something. I feel like this.
Or
this,
outside on the wall.
Something to invite people in. I stop short of saying, I want to run your art closet.
Yeah. You don't want to.
I don't
do
want
that.
To do that.
No.
I don't.
No,
but
we
I
have
love,
somebody for
I
that.
Love the concept of it, though. You know, like
Jess
like,
is amazing, and she's going to do an incredible job with it. And she's gonna curate it, right? So if we're low on something, she's got a storage unit. She's going to come over, bring more.
And also, I would love to be a part of that pipeline. I have a lot of artist friends who I'm sure would be happy to contribute to something like that.
So we're also going to have, at some point, maybe on a regular basis, like collage days. We'll have some projects that people can come in and show people how to do those. We'll have potential contests, like show us what you can make with the stuff that you get from the art closet. We'll put it up on the walls here at Joybird. I love it. And what I'm hoping to do is do one of those with old typewriters that I don't want to fix. So here's your typewriter. Decorate it however you want. Take it apart. Disassemble it. Put it up on the wall. Whatever you want to do with it. And I think there, I think there's a subset of artists within Orlando that'll want to do something like that.
Untype.
I hope.
I like it. That's cool. How many do you have now?
Broken ones that, you know, aren't necessarily worth fixing. Probably 7 or 8.
Well, okay, broken ones that aren't worth fixing. You know what they call those? Trash.
I don't want to trash them.
Because they're typewriters. It's
They're also big and heavy. Some of them have, you know, they have the, they're electric, so they have all the parts in there. Yeah. I just don't want to put that into the landfill.
Okay, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Pick the one that you think has the most interesting pieces and parts and give it to me. Because I'm collecting found objects for some three-dimensional artwork that I'm considering now.
Oh, okay.
I've got some interesting glass. I've got some found objects. I'm really... So if you're willing to give one up for the sake of art, I can't guarantee you a timeline, but I definitely would, you know... I would love to see some. No, they're electric, so they're selectric.
Oh, no, I have some manuals as well that are in rough shape.
Hmm.
Rough shape in the sense of, like, they're missing a part here or there, so the return
doesn't
work.
I don't care about the intactness of it. I want the pieces. I want that. But I might want to do homage to what it is or what it started as, you know, because I kind of feel like that's something cool unto itself. The starting place of it being a typewriter says something, you know. That's cool. My grandfather, I wish I had this typewriter that he had. He had the, it had the keys that each key had a little sheet of plastic. It might have been glass, actually, over the top of it.
Yeah.
It's a magnifying
bead
over the keys as you're typing, so it'd be easier to see the keys, although not particularly comfortable to be whacking your fingers into. But at that time, it was so impressive to be able to just get a letter onto a piece of paper that was stamped on there. And the process, honestly...
It's so much fun.
It's so much fun. Not if you have to get something done. Like when I was in college, I was working on a manual typewriter when I was in college, I have to tell you, having to go back and fix it and correct it to make it perfect, that was real estate. And if you wanted to get your stuff done right at the last minute, it was torture. You know, so I was operating off of Viber and ribbon ink. that was my last years in college.
Yeah, it's fun now.
Yeah, now
it wasn't fun then.
Now that it's for a creative process, I think you can look at it a little differently. I think that's for sure.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. If you hear this before April 1st, please join us at the Orlando Community Art Supply Closet grand opening that Saturday at Joybird Books. If it's after April 1st, consider donating or swinging by to pick up something to help you with your latest project. I also want to make sure I'm giving credit where credit is due. Jess of Bizarre Botanica is amazing, and while it sounds like I'm a one-person show at Joybird Books, that is not the case. Andrew, Ollie, Taylor, Amy, Mina, all of the amazing local vendors and authors, there's so many people who put their blood, sweat, and tears into that place to make it something really special. It takes a community. Have a great day.